A forklift is moving a huge pallet of medical supplies through a more than 150,000 square foot warehouse in Santa Barbara. It's been a huge year for Direct Relief, the nonprofit organization which supplies medicine and medical supplies to those in need around the world.
Initially, we had stockpiled PPE because of wildfire risks. Before COVID, Australia needed some. We needed our own here, and then COVID arrived, and we had an ongoing manufacturing process in China to get PPE. So last Super Bowl in 2020, we were making arrangements to fly just arrived from China PPE back to Wuhan, where we had been asked to help because they were in crisis. You know, we did that for a short period of time until we told the Chinese, we have a lot of obligations here.
Thomas Teig is Direct Relief's president and CEO. He says they realized early that the pandemic was coming to the United States. Direct Relief's efforts have been massive, even for an organization used to making big shipments to disaster zones. The numbers are staggering. They include 82 million PPE items and nearly 30,000 medical shipments. And talk about masks. Direct Relief sent out 69 million masks in the last year. Teig says early in the crisis, they realized the demand could be unprecedented.
The big surprise over the past year was backstopping hospitals in the United States, which are so well-funded and so robust, and we were happy to do it. It was a signal of how severe it got when in New York City, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, the three of the most the wealthiest cities in the United States, there were urgent requests for overnight deliveries of PPE. That was a strong signal. This was completely uncharted territory for not only Direct Relief, but the country and the world.
The early demand prompted Direct Relief staff to think ahead. What might be in short supply in 3 months or 6 months if the pandemic deepened? Alicia Clark, who's Direct Relief's pharmacist, says they put together kits filled with essential items for hospitals and clinics.
All of these unique needs were coming up during the time, and we were trying to think ahead of if this really surges, and this is back in February, what are these ICUs going to need? So that's things for like fluids, you know, vasopressors for blood pressure support. They needed albuterol inhalers for respiratory bronchodilation, and they weren't using these nebulized solutions in hospitals because it was spreading COVID. What we like to do is kind of form a kit. It's easy to deploy. We can do it rapidly. And then it hopefully has everything that the physicians and nurses need.
Now the state has asked Direct Relief to help in a different way as a potential staging area for vaccine. Direct Relief President and CEO Thomas Teig walks us across the warehouse to a pair of huge refrigerators.
These are the ultra-low temperature freezers that would be appropriate for handling the Pfizer vaccine that requires not just to be frozen, but frozen at a very low temperature, minus 70 degrees. We were asked to help in anticipation of the supplies, you know, ultimately needing a regional distribution site. The state has pre-positioned some of its leased freezers here. We're buying two additional ones.
About 50 feet away are three more special refrigerators. Each one is about the size of a big rig's trailer and can handle the Moderna vaccine.
It has to be stored at minus 20. These could handle, what is it, a million or so doses.
While Direct Relief is geared up to help with vaccinations on the Central and South Coast, they've already backed up a number of hospitals, clinics, and even county health departments in the region with critical supplies. The demand for essentials like PPE and ventilators has subsided in the United States because manufacturers have stepped up to help fill the gaps. But the essential supply crisis continues around the world. A Direct Relief crew is busy putting together a shipment of PPE and medicine for the African company of Malawi. Tony Moraine is with Direct Relief.
It's difficult to fathom. The pandemic in the United States may subside as the vaccine gets distributed and administered to more people. The pandemic is not going away in a lot of the countries that don't have the same access to resources that we have. We kind of see that on the horizon, that this is going to be a multi-year effort. While the richest country in the world is having some issues with accessing the vaccine, lower resource countries are going to have a lot more trouble.
So while Direct Relief stepped into the spotlight to help battle the pandemic in the United States early in the crisis, it's never stopped with the less glamorous role it's played for decades in getting aid to often overlooked spots around the world. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.